Our Bible passage for today comes from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. He says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." When I was in my very late 20s, my mother died very suddenly, and it was somewhat unexpectedly. And I remember following that for about 3 weeks, I had what I guess I would call some tremendous clarity about my life. I remember that for about 3 weeks, I really focused in on what really mattered in life. I took my spiritual life much more seriously and the things of God's kingdom. I cherished my faith a lot more. And so, as difficult as that moment was in my life, it had a way of sort of clearing away all of the clutter of the other things that really don't matter in life. And it made me so much more aware of the things that really do matter. In other words, my faith in my Savior, trusting in His Word, and so on. Sometimes God may allow us to go through these types of difficulties so that we can regain that clarity about our lives. It's good for us sometimes to be reminded of just how frail this life can be, of how quickly things can change in our world, how much we're not in control, and how important it is for us to take the matters of our lives that are most important more seriously. And maybe sometimes the very mundane and unimportant things can start to cloud out our vision and take our minds back to the things of this earth and our earthly lives. We think about Jesus' parable about the man with the big farm that was getting very successful. And he had forgotten about his relationship to God and was totally focused on building bigger barns for his farm. He became so wrapped up in the things of his life where he had success that he forgot to keep his soul prepared for the day he would die. And Jesus says to us, "What does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" In times like this, God would not have us turn to panic and fear, but rather use this as an opportunity for us to regain clarity about the things that really should matter in our lives, to help us refocus on the fact that going to heaven is really the thing that should be our primary and number one concern. And what a blessing that He's given us certainty about that through the work of Christ our Savior. May we always hold on to Him alone. Let's close with a prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your tremendous love toward us. Though we do not deserve your grace, you have been so kind to give us faith and comfort our hearts with your eternal love that we will someday be at your side in heaven. Help me to use this time in my life to once again gain clarity about what truly should matter most in my life. Take my mind off of earthly things and help me to set my mind on heavenly things where my Savior is seated, so that I may someday live with you eternally. Drive away my fears and give me a renewed confidence in you and your loving care. I ask it all in the name of my Redeemer. Amen. May God bless your day.